بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم Let us listen to the words of Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم With great respect, my dear brothers. Sahaba Ikram رضي الله عنه went to distant places to hear one hadith from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم Sahaba who heard it from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم باب الاستغفار قول ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما في استغفار رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في مجلس واحد اخرجه ابو داود والترمذي عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال ان كنا لنعد لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في المجلس الواحد 100 مره رب اغفر لي وتب علي انك انت التواب الرحيم ما قاله لحذيفه رضي الله عنه حين اشتكى اليه حده لسانه عن حذيفه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال شكوت الى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ضرب لساني فقال اين انت من الاستغفار اني لاستغفر الله كل يوم 100 مره واخرجه ابن ابي شيبه عن حذيفه مثله عند ابي نعيم قال اتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقلت يا رسول الله ان لساني زريما معه قيل له ما هي ان لي لسانا زريما علي اهلي على اهلي قد خشيت ان يدخل النار فذكره مثله أخرج ابن أبي الدنيا والبيهقي والأصبحاني عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في مجلسه فقال استغفر الله فاستغفرنا فقال أتمها 70 مرة يعني فأتممنها فقال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من عبد ولا أمة يستغفر الله في يوم 70 مرة إلا غفر الله له 700 ذنب وقد خاب عبد وامة عمل في يوم وليلة أكثر من 700 ذنب كذا في الترغيب قوله أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه في كثرة الاستغفار عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال ما رأيت أحد بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر من أن يقول أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عمر رضي الله عنه سمع رجلا يقول استغفر الله واتوب اليه فقال ويحك اتبعها اختها فاغفر لي وتب علي كذا في الكنز أخرج الطبراني بإسناد حسن عن ابن الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يبصن الله أقواما يوم القيامة في وجوههم النور على منابر اللؤلؤ يخبطهم الناس ليسوا بأنبياء ولا شهداء قال فحسن أعرابي على ركبتيه فقال يا رسول الله حلهم لنا نعرفهم قال هم المتحابون في الله من قبائل شتى وبلاد شتى يجتمعون على ذكر الله ويذكرونه My respected elders and dear brothers, this is a chapter on istighfar and asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that verily we would sit in the majlis of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we would count that in one gathering Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say istighfar 100 times. 100 times we would make istighfar Rabbik firli wa tuba alayya innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Oh Allah, you forgive me. Oh Allah, you accept my tawbah. Verily you are most accepting of tawbah and most merciful. When Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala mentioned something about the difficulty on his tongue, and Hazrat, I complete Rasul on the difficulty on my tongue. Then Rasul told him that, how are you on the matter of istighfar? Verily, I make istighfar every day 100 times. Hazrat Abu Nu'aym says, I came to Rasul and said, Ya Rasulullah, verily I have a sharp tongue and I fear that Allah may take me to task for it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam also asked him to make a lot of istighfar. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on his journey and told, make istighfar, so we made istighfar. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi told them, complete it for 70 times. 70 times generally in Arabic comes for a big number, 70 times or 100 times. So we completed that number. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi said, whenever a servant of Allah, a male servant or a female servant, make istighfar every day 70 times, so Allah Ta'ala will forgive for them 700 of the sins. And that means it is multiplied 10 times. Their case are multiplied 10 times. So that istighfar will equal to 700 istighfar. It's mentioned from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that I have never seen anybody after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making more istighfar than this, much which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah say, mentions from his father who says, Rasul, a man came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu told him, he was saying to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa zanuba, oh my sins, oh the burdens of my sins. He said this twice or thrice. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say, Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min zunubina wa rahmatuka arja indi min amali. Faqalaha summa qal ud. A person came, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu says that he heard from his father and his grandfather, he came to Rasul and said, oh, the burden of my sin. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, say, oh Allah, verily your maghfirat is more vast than my sins. Verily your forgiveness is more vast than my sins. And verily your rahmat is more hopeful to me than my amal. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to repeat it. He repeated it. Rasul said, repeat it again. He repeated again. Then Rasul said, verily Allah Ta'ala has
forgiven you.
Verily Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you. Allahu Akbar. And Abi Darda radiallahu anhu called Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ اللَّهُ قُوَامًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي وُجُوهِهِمُ النُّورِ عَلَى مَنَابِرِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ يَخْبِطُهُمُ النَّاسِ لَيْسُ بِأَنْبِيَا وَلَا شُهَدَا. قال فَحَسَّ عَرَابِيٌ عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ حُلِّهِمْ لَنَا نَعْرِفُهُمْ. قَالَ هُمُ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ قَبَائِلٍ شَتَّى وَبِلَادٍ شَتَّى يَجْتَمِعُونَ عَلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ يَسْكُرُونَهُ. Hazrat Abi Darda radiallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah Ta'ala will raise a people on the day of Qiyamah, their faces will be full of noor, they will be on the members of pearls, people will be admiring them, they will not be anbiya, neither they will be the shuhada and the martyrs. One Arabi stood up on his knees and said, Ya Rasulullah, please describe who these people are. On the day of Qiyamah, they'll be in such high position on members of pearls so that we may recognize them. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Humul mutahabuna fillah. They are those who love one another for the sake of Allah. They're from different tribes, from different places. They are gathered on the zikr of Allah Ta'ala and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah.
We hear it quite often from our elders that iskaam ko ilm aur zikr ke saath lekar chalna hai. to do this work of Dawat ilallah with the knowledge of deen also and with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is important that we keep the company of the ulama and learn. We keep from the company of the ulama and learn the deen and see that whatever occupation we are in, it is according to the hukam of Allah and the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like that, we should be linked with our ustad, the ulama, whoever we have munasabat with, the pious ulama or mashayikh, who are giving us advice to make the zikr of Allah in abundance. We read in this hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to make istighfar in one majlis, in one gathering, about 70 times, Allah maghfirli wa atubu ilayh, oh Allah, forgive me, and Allah, accept my tawbah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was masoom. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sinless. And yet, he would make istighfar abundantly so that it can be a lesson for the ummah, my dear brothers. Somebody had difficulty in their tongue, they could not control their tongue. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised them to make istighfar abundantly. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, my dear brothers. Istighfar opens the doors of rahmat and barakat, as the Quran says, istaghfiru rabbakum yursilis samaa alaykum midrara wa yumdidkum bi amwali wa baneen. Make a lot of istighfar, Allah will send beneficial rains for you. That means good conditions will come, and Allah Ta'ala will increase you in your progeny. Allah will increase you in your wealth. Allah will make gardens to grow, fruits and profits will increase. That is why we advise, my dear brothers, that as in Ramadan month, we were busy with the Quran Sharif Tilawat, we were busy with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make a lot of kalima tayyiba in Ramadan, a lot of istighfar, asking for jannat, seeking protection. Every day we can take out 15, 20 minutes and morning complete our tasbihat 100 times, that kalima 100 times, Darush Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and 100 times istighfar, morning, evening. One place in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, with the barakat of istighfar, وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ. Allah will increase your quwwat, your power, your physical health, spiritual health. So we should take stock, my dear brothers, that how much we are busy with the tilawat of the Quran after Ramadan also. We are not what we call a seasonal Musliman. You know, seasonal Musliman, that now Ramzan is over, that now we can take it easy. Abhi thak gaye Ramzan mein, ab to bhi thoda lenga rest. Nahi, my brothers. What good amal we had in Ramadan, how we can increase it? Now we're going to put more power. Why? Shayateen are open. Shayateen are open. Ramzan time, we only started eating seri 4 o'clock, but we were up 3 o'clock. 3:30. And we made our tajud namaz with the fazal of Allah. May Allah accept. Now we can get up 4 o'clock also. Subah Sadiq is close to 4:45. Subah Sadiq is close to 4:45. So you get at least half an hour. Doh char rakate. Allah's rahmat comes to the first heavens, making dua. So many jamaats are out this Easter weekend, my dear brothers. We can also increase our jamaats coming out, inshallah ta'ala. Many masjids have come out. We've been given the takaza to go to Transvaal. Various areas have been taken, mashallah. If you didn't take our area as yet, you can still come and take it. Those who didn't come out this weekend, come out next weekend. For example, we got 100 musallis in our masjid, and 30 are going out to Johannesburg area. What about the other 70? What about the other 70? Many masjids, Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us, my dear brothers. 100 musallis, only 10 or 12 or 13 are sitting for talim. Only 10 or 12 or 13, 10%, 15%, this I heard from my India Jamaat that worked in Durban and surroundings. They say most masjids, 10, 15% people sit for talim. And that was 5 years ago, and now also. And the home talim, you know what is the story. So these are the basic amal, my dear brothers, to be linked to the kabir, the ulama, to do a istighfar, a ustad. You should hear him saying it quite often. Rabbana, tarifana, faqfillana, zunubana. Oh Allah, your protection is carrying us, Ya Allah. Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Like, you know how in between Just after every 10 minutes, 20 minutes, Rabbana, Teripana, Fakfillana, Zunubana. He says that in the dua of the wazoo, Allahumma kfilli zambi, wasi'li fidari, wabarikli fi riski. Say, Allah Ta'ala shows it to us sometime in the dunya also. Allah increases your risk for you. Allah Ta'ala shows you spaciousness in your home. You can bring jamaat to your home easily, extra food, etc. Take good niyat, good meaning in that. Ya Allah, when my eyes will close, Ya Allah, show me also your rahmat farishtas coming and saying that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, in the night, about 12,000 tasbihat combined with istighfar. That sahabi who narrated from Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about 5,700 ahadith, stayed in the company of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very closely, so close to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that once he says, Rasul, I cannot remember much. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him to spread out his shawl. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made some amal, some dua for him, and told him to wrap the shawl. He wrapped the shawl and said, after that, I would not forget the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Such a great sahabi. Allahu Akbar. But yes, he is making tasbihat, istighfar 12,000 times in the night. Allahu Akbar. Why? Everybody was giving 1 hour for tarawih extra. Huh, why? Finishing of 9:30. Now Isha is 7:30. How many hours we have?
Bola bhai?
2 hours. Half an hour for Isha and Talib. 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. 1 hour we can make mulaqats. 1 hour we can make mulaqats, my dear brothers. Whoever visits a sick person or go meets his brother for the sake of Allah, the angel says, you have done well. Your walking is mubarak. And you have built a palace in Jannat. Whoever goes to make extra mulaqats for somebody, you have done well. Your walking is mubarak. And you have built a palace in Jannat. So these are some of the lessons to continue after Ramadan, my dear brothers. A lot of istighfar and tasbihat, tilawat al-Quran, tahajjud, dua for the ummat. The old workers' jor is taking place in Raibin. The old workers' jor is taking place in Raibin. Allah will bring about good conditions. And many jamaat shall come out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Various halats for the ummat. Cry for the ummat, my dear brothers. Cry for the ummat. Inshallah, when we will make extra effort in the day, when we will feel the pain in our hearts, inshallah, it'll be easy to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These were the quality of the sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They had the tiring effort in the day and in the night, they would cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala accept our Ramadan. But the signs of acceptance is to continue the amal after Ramadan. This quality of istiqamat is very much desired in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with ikhlas, istiqamat takes us a long way. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq.